We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This show doesn't stink. It's awesome.
All right, welcome back. 5 o'clock hour, Monday edition.
We are following so many trials, and I'm just going to give a very brief, sanitized update to what's going on in the Jussie Smollett trial.
I'll do Ghislaine Maxwell when
yep.
you're done.
Yeah, tag your it. Bizarre and grotesque, tag your it of alleged crimes. In the Jussie Smollett trial, as if things could not get any more bizarre, this is coming from Vice.com. Jussie took the stand in his own defense Monday and testified that he was actually not just training with this man that he accuses of, or who is accused of beating him up, I should say, but that they were romantically involved. This is going to be his defense. So for those of you going, now, wait, who was this guy and what did he do? Jussie Smollett is the one that was the Empire actor who was accused of faking
his own mugging.
Own mugging, where he said these two guys ran up and beat me up and put a rope around my neck. And
said horrible racial things at him.
And gay slurs, I believe, at the time. He took the stand in his own defense. And I said to Scott during the break, I go, why would he take the stand in his own defense? Well, here's why. They are saying that what this was...
Was a lover's quarrel?
That he never, ever, you know, paid anyone to beat him up. That there was a $3,500 payment made, but that was for training because he was going to be his personal trainer. And that the day that they were driving around the block together, which looked like they were scouting the crime location, mm-hmm. he says, no, we were not scouting the crime location on that day. We were doing drugs in the car together. And just driving around doing drugs.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, Scott, I think that's enough for reasonable doubt. He is saying all of this is a misunderstanding because he and one of the two men accused in this attack were romantically involved.
Wait. That's not what you said, though, when you were attacked. You didn't come out and it was my gay boyfriend or my lover. Whatever you
said, he said they were strangers. He didn't know who they were.
And that they yelled racial and homophobic slurs at him, and that's why he was attacked. He didn't say anything at the time about an ex-boyfriend.
I know.
Or boyfriend.
He says the $3,500 check that the jury saw last week was not payment for staging a hate crime, mm-hmm. but was for physical training with this guy ahead of a music video because he wanted his physique to look like this guy's.
Right.
Here's the other answer he has for all of this.
Okay.
He says that drugs were a part of it. And when he texted this guy that I need to talk to you on the down low, that did not have anything to do with staging a hate crime. Mm-mm. That on the down low was Smollett really winking at this guy saying, can you help get me steroids, which are illegal.
Smell test. Fail.
Didn't he also?
Hey, reasonable doubt. And I'm telling you, if you said this to me as a juror, it's all so crazy, Scott. None of it makes sense. Does it not make more sense that this other guy who you're claiming is homophobic is now lying to cover up the fact that you guys were, I don't want to say they were in a relationship, but they were having...
There was some contact.
There was some contact.
Assuming any of that is true, he still then told everybody afterwards that it was a hate crime. He told them that.
Right.
It wasn't reported as that. He told everyone that.
Well, but the guys were wearing masks. Maybe he didn't realize who they were.
Right.
He just admitted that he knew who they were because he told his whole side of the story, but then still proceeded to tell everybody.
Isn't it weird how you get this reasonable doubt-inducing tale after about 18 months of thinking about it?
All it takes is one, Scott. They
And that's exactly what they're going for.
Well, I can see that.
Not to mention, for the last 18 months, again, he was still telling everybody it was a hate crime.
Ghislaine Maxwell is on trial as well in federal court. This one, you know the name because she was, in essence, the right-hand woman for Jeffrey Epstein. And last week, Epstein's pilot testified that on Epstein's plane, he had taken on more than one occasion Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump on separate trips. On Epstein's plane. This week, there has been some more damning testimony. One woman took the stand and said that Ghislaine Maxwell had told her that Jeffrey Epstein needed sex three times a day. Then they had Epstein's house manager on the stand who said that house staff was told that they would see nothing, hear nothing, and say nothing about what was going on in that house. And then, and Sam found this story earlier today, the jury did see images from inside Jeffrey Epstein's Palm Beach, and they the headline says, Horror House. Prosecutors submitted a series of photos of the late pedophile's Palm Beach estate as evidence in Maxwell's ongoing federal sex trafficking trial in Manhattan. One of the pictures depicts a marble-walled room decked out with a massage table and a black desk. Hanging over it is a black-and-white portrait of Ghislaine Maxwell holding what appears to be a Yorkshire Terrier dog. The area adjoined the master bedroom and bathroom also had a bathtub with a bizarre statue of what seems to be...
Nope.
...a cat. Standing on the ledge, and the cat, let's just say, is excited.
I know that everyone deserves a fair trial and a robust defense in this country.
That is true.
For the life of me, I just hope this trial does not drag on and on and on and on and on, because I don't know that there's anyone guiltier in the history of the judicial system. Maybe O.J., than this woman.
I wouldn't be surprised if it does. And if you haven't watched Filthy Rich on Netflix, do it. It's about
crimes. And it's awful. It's awful.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.